Brian will ask the question, and each will be given an opportunity to answer it. And we will begin running from y'all's right to left. And we'll let you introduce yourselves and make your opening statement. So now you have 2 minutes. You ready over there? Okay. Beginning with Mr. Ron Bailey.
Good evening, and as the commissioners and others have said, good to see each one out. It's a privilege to be here. My name is Ron Bailey. I am from Mitchell County, and I've lived in several different parts of it my entire life. I served in maintenance in the school system for 29 years, and then a year and a half driving a bus. My wife also is an employee of Mitchell County Schools. Just finished her 10 years of full-time employment and has over 30 years of driving a bus, which at this particular time, she is a full-time custodian and a full-time bus driver, has been for 2 years. And having said that, we can see part of the problem in our school system and in our county and not having enough employees to staff our schools as needs be. We have combined 4 children. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary last week, and we have currently 3 grandchildren in school and 2 more that will be attending Mitchell County Schools. But every student in Mitchell County, and I believe the number is something over 1,700 now, we consider them our children and grandchildren. We love children and we want the best for them. And I will reemphasize what Mr. Harding said, go vote. I will admit to you that there was a time not many years ago that I gave up that privilege and did not vote. But I encourage you to vote if nothing else. If you don't like me, go vote against me, but do go vote. It is crucial that we all do take privilege of that privilege that we have to cast our vote. Thank you.
All right, Mrs. Angela Burleson.
Good evening. My name is Angela Burleson, and I live in the Gracie Creek community. I was raised, however, in the Bakersville community. I was married to the late Keith Burleson, and we have 1 son. I'm retired from the Mitchell County school system. I have served on the board as a member for the last 8 years. The greatest assets that I can bring as a candidate are my experience and my knowledge of the school system. I have 28 years here as a teacher and as a principal in the Mitchell County school system. I know our schools, our communities, our issues, and our needs. I'm a product of the very schools that I serve. I believe in common sense government. I would love to have your vote again on November 8th. Thank you, and as Ron said, please be sure to come out and vote. This election is very important, not only to Mitchell County, but to our state and to our nation. Thank you.
Mr. Alan English.
Hi, and thank you for having us here tonight. And my name is Alan English. I am married to Betty English. Both of us are retired from the school system. We have 3 grown children, 33, 31, and 27, and they all received an excellent education in Mitchell County and were able to go on and go to school and are doing very well. I have 2 young daughters at home, and one is one of triplets. She is 11, starting middle school this year, and the other is starting the high school this year. And like Ron said lately, you know, earlier, you know, all these kids are our kids. We moved here in 1988, and I taught at the high school, was assistant principal there in charge of discipline. And then I moved to the middle school for 3 years. And then my last 12 years I spent at Greenlee Primary as principal. I've been out of the system for 7 years now, and which means I have no access to grind. I have, you know, a lot of the people that are teaching now I don't know. I've not met. And I think our kids are the number one reason that anyone should be running for this office. My philosophy at Greenlee, you can ask any of my teachers, is the child comes first. The child's family comes second. The school system comes somewhere after that. If things aren't going well for that child and at home, it's not going to go well at school. You can count on it. So those things need to be addressed first, and they need to take priority over anything else, and it needs to be about the kids. Thank you.
Mr. Chad Green.
I think about everybody in here knows me, especially with the kids that I have. I'm married to Lisa Green, going on 30 years. I was born here in Spruce Pine, 1973, never left, so I'm a permanent resident. Me and my wife has raised four beautiful children here, put them all the way through school. We've been foster parents for almost 10 years and just adopted. We've got five kids we adopted, ranges from 3-year-old to 10-year-old. Some of them children's got some issues, autism, real bad, and some other medical issues, but we love them, and they're all in the school system from Greenlee up. I'm here to run for Board of Education because I think we need some public, you know, input, you know, letting us know what's going on if with the school grant. I mean, I know everybody knows we got it, but what's going on with it? Is the ground being broke? We know we got a football field. You know, and the safety. I talked a long time at PTO Fall Festival. They had me wrapping hamburgers and hot dogs. I got tired of seeing them Thursday, but we had a ball with the kids. I've always volunteered kids, loved it, you know, drove school buses to Gatlinburg and all over the place. I've always been around them, helped the football team for years. Now I'm an official on the football field every Thursday and Friday night. But safety, I talked to Shane, which is a resource officer. He's working sometimes 18, 20-some hours over every week trying to cover three schools. There's grants out there if we can get them to make our schools safer. Don't think it can't happen in Mitchell County. It can happen anywhere, you know. So, yeah, our kids are a resource, but let's make sure they're safe, you know, going to school and coming back, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Brandon Pittman.
Good evening, and I do want to thank each of you for being here this evening. I want to thank the Chamber for hosting this event and thank the other candidates who are here beside me on my left and right. It is a privilege to serve, and then certainly that's what we are grateful for, the opportunity to do that. Just a little bit about myself. I grew up in Bakersville, and also I consider partly growing up in Spruce Pine at Tow River Service Station. Growing up, I was known as Pat Pittman's grandson or Ken's son. Graduated high school, Mitchell High, and went down to North Carolina State University Agriculture Institute. Double majored in ornamental horticulture, landscape technology, agribusiness management. Said I would never teach, worked for the government, and now for 17 years been working with the community college and finished my bachelor's through NCA&T State University in agriculture education professional services. Married to wonderful, beautiful wife, Stephanie, who is also a graduate of Mitchell High School. Now I'm known as Gabe's dad instead of being known as Ken's son. Gabe is a very special young man, is in Mitchell County Public Schools, Bowman fifth grade, and is a special needs kid, but does inclusion with that classroom, and grateful for just the interaction. Those kids treat him no different and just truly embrace him. I'm a bivocational pastor, Pastor Beaver Creek Baptist Church in Spruce Pine. Mentioned I work with the community college. I am the horticulture program coordinator for Western Piedmont Community College. In addition to currently being the chair of the Board of Education for Mitchell County, I am also the chair for the Advisory Council of Mitchell County Cooperative Extension and serve on the North Carolina A&T Strategic Planning Council. Think about Phil Penline, who early on when I first met him told me as we was going into a meeting, Brandon, you need to understand one thing.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. I'll use a card on that.
Okay.
Phil looked at me and he said, Brandon, you need to understand one thing. As we walk in here, We are going to agree to disagree agreeably. And we don't always have to see eye to eye, but we have to be able to work together towards a common goal. And we can do that.
Okay. Ms. Pam Pittman.
Hello, my name is Pam Pittman. I have lived in Mitchell County my entire life. I'm 59 years old, soon to be 60. Can't believe that. I taught in Mitchell County schools and worked in it for 35 years. I retired this past year. I am probably the most educated human you'll ever see that don't really know a whole lot. I've got a master's degree in education, an EDS, educational specialist, and a doctorate in school leadership. I say I don't know a whole lot. A lot of what I was taught has nothing to do with common sense. And I tend to lead more toward common sense than some of my professors did. I have a North Carolina or a National Board certification that I've had for 25 years. And I agree with all these people. The most important thing we've got is the children. You know, you can listen to a fuss and fume about buildings and, you know, some kids are getting more, some schools are getting more than the other, but their biggest thing we need to be held accountable to is to the children. I want to see that they get the best education they can and the most opportunities that we can give them. I have one brother, he's sitting right there. He's the Steve Pittman. Becky and Jerry are my parents. And I just really think I can bring something to the Board of Education that maybe would help a child. Thank you.
Okay, we'll begin the questioning, and we'll start here with Mr. Bailey. You'll be asked question number one, and then we'll progress on down the line. I'll prompt you. Okay.
Mr. Bailey, would you support the banning or restricting access to books in response to a parent's objection? If so, what is the process for banning any book?
I would, depending on the material that's in the book. Anything that would direct a child in any direction away from morals and that would in any way persuade them in a way that would be negative or against what they would have. Just because a parent asked for it, yes, we should look at it, but that should not be a reason just to ban it. There are materials that, by all means, should not be subjected to our children. But on the other hand, I think that there may be some materials that would be good for our children to have to read that maybe that they're not being subjected to.
That it? Ms. Burleson?
Would you read the question again, please?
Certainly. Would you support the banning or restricting access to books in response to a parent's objection? If so, what is the process for banning any book?
I would support the request of a parent to have a book looked at. I would not have a book banned just because a parent requested that it be banned. Our school system has a system in place where a parent can make a request to the librarian or to a principal to have a book pulled from the library or from a classroom. And we have each school has a team or a committee that will look at the appropriateness of the material and make a decision based on the age, the material, whether it's profanity or subject matter, and then they will get back to the parent.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. English?
Well, that's going to be hard to follow up there because she covered it all. And what she said is exactly right. You know, the school has a process that they go through to look at a book that has been requested. Should, if someone comes and needs a book looked at, wants it looked at, yes, you would accept that request and look at that, and then follow through the process. And there's many processes in the school system that you have to go through. And that is one of those. And it goes through and they look at the appropriateness of what is involved in that, whether it is something of a verbal nature or the language or sexually illicit or whatever. And they look at that and then they will make a determination.
Mr. Green?
There's lots of publications out there that needs to be looked at. That might be lewd, defamatory, or profane language in it, or racial. There's a lot of stuff being taught, you know, in these. We've seen it in schools, racial things and stuff, you know. Anything like that, if a parent's concerned about it, it should be, the publication should be looked at and reviewed by the committee and make sure that book's took off the shelf and not be available to students or not be taught to our children in Mitchell County.
Mr. Pittman?
Well, as it's already been mentioned, and it's very well said, I don't know I can add a whole lot to that. There is that's the purpose of policies, procedures, to have those guidelines in place so that when a concern is brought up, there is a mode of action that can be implemented and looked at in that. As I said earlier, not just because someone requests that it be banned, should it be banned, but it certainly needs to be looked into. Also, I think as far as that goes, when you're looking at books that are coming in, new books that you're being added to the courses or to the library, there is consideration that's given to those books so that we do stay appropriate for our children, grade and age and subject matter, and that those innocent minds need to be protected. They are very, very able to be lured into things that they don't realize if they're not protected.
Ms. Pittman?
Well, I agree with everything that's been said here. If a parent requests that you look at a book, you definitely should look at it and take it to the committee and, you know, have it checked out and make sure it is appropriate. The only thing that I would add would be, in certain circumstances, if it's a book or something that a teacher has assigned, it may be perfectly appropriate for 99% of that class, but there might be a student that, because of something that has happened to him in his background, that whatever the story is, might be traumatic or might cause him problems, and I would be in favor in swapping out a book. Just, you know, if it's a child thing, give them a book. I wouldn't put them through something that would cause them something that had happened in their past to really bother them.
Mr. Bailey, a rebuttal?
From my experience in talking with the grandchildren and others, and I am retired, have been for 3.5 years, we're not seeing books, especially library books, being used as much. We're using electronic devices. So if there is things concerning that, and a parent has concern with what they're being able to view in those things, then we should look at that as well and not just limit it to books, because let's be honest, how many people really are reading books nowadays compared to using electronic devices as well?
Okay, we're good. Question number two will be directed to Mrs. Burleson.
Tell me something positive about yourself that makes you a good candidate for the school board. What made you decide to run or rerun for this position?
Well, positive about myself, I love the school system, and it's been good to me. I've been a teacher in the school system, an employee of the school system for 30-some years and retired, and it's been good to me. It was good to my husband. He passed away while employee in the school system, and I can never give back to the school system everything that is given to me. And so why I ran for a third term is that I want to see this middle school built. I probably would not have run if it had not been for this special project. But I really want to see this middle school built. I think our children deserve.
Thank you, ma'am.
To have okay. this school built. We're still in schools that my father, and he would be in his 80s had he lived, going to school in these schools, and that's just not fair to our kids. We've raised this school board that I'm on now, we've raised over $40 million to pay for this school. The taxpayers won't have to pay for this school. We only lack eight more million dollars to pay for it in grants. And I don't think that we need to let $40 million go back. That's my goal for being on this, for this time, is to make sure that this school gets built for these kids, because not only these kids, but their kids will go to school in this school.
Thank you. Mr. English?
I guess the most positive thing about me is something my parents instilled in me, and that is the word empathy. You know, truly putting yourself in other people's shoes and caring about what they think and how they feel. I grew up in an alcoholic family, and when I would have kids come in with me at Greenlee, and they would say, "Mr. English, you don't know how I feel." And I said, "Yes, I do." You know, I knew how they felt. And being able to understand children and put yourself in their shoes, and not just the children, but the parents also, it's tough to raise kids now. And I think it's very important to feel what they're feeling and look where they're coming from, and to do that. I just think that's the strongest point that I have, and that was instilled by my parents. That wasn't something I developed by myself. Sometimes it's a curse, but I think that's my most important.
Thank you. Mr. Green.
I'm running because I love kids, and I love seeing them happy and safe and enjoy getting up in the morning going to school. Like I say, we need more resource officers and not just working one to death. Make sure rounds are being made around the schools and stuff. I've worked for Division Prisons going on 25 and a half years now, so I'll be retiring hopefully in about four more years, three and a half, count my sick time somewhere in there. But yes, teachers, we need to give them more money, but the school's not run around just by teachers. You've got bus drivers, you've got janitors. You know, they deserve money too, because they're right there what makes them wheels turn around every day in that school. We need to recruit more teachers, and by doing that, it's offering more, you know, offering more money and stuff. You know, I heard them say earlier, 44th in the state of being teachers paid. I'm going to use my card. Okay. I think the children ought to be able to get on a bus, be safe, go to school, be safe. I think there ought to be resources there. My child, we adopted, it's autism. Avery County has an autism classroom just for kids with handicaps and stuff like that. There's resources out there and grants that we can get where these kids ain't placed in the classroom, also with other kids, with 30-some other kids. When that autistic kid has a meltdown or something, they'll be able to support and resources there to deal through it through the day. And that's my thing. I want to make it better for all the kids, that they're all, no child's left behind. Thank you.
Mr. Pittman.
I wish I could say I was able to do everything I would love to do for Mitchell County Schools. Challenges are with financial resources and staffing and that type of thing. But I do want to support the faculty, staff, and certainly first and foremost our students, but supporting that staff around that. The way I do that is, and no one wants to be a politician. Politicians have developed a bad name. We let ideas divide us where we cannot be able to sit down and disagree agreeably. But one of the strengths I believe I bring, and through some of the experiences I've had through corporate extension and training with North Carolina A&T Strategic Planning Council, and I reference Mr. Green, Representative Green sitting back there, Senator Heiss. I've been to United States Capitol, met with representation there, senators there. Politics is about networking, being able to talk to each other. And I've mentioned these individuals who are sitting here, Ms. Young, who's not here. Every one of these individuals I know. I'm grateful for them, and I truly am thankful for them being here, because each one I could ask to help, and I know they would.
Ms. Pittman?
I think one of my strengths is, I'm coming from this as kind of a little different from all the other people up here. In my 35 years with Mitchell County Schools, I started out as an administrative assistant in the county office. I worked as an assistant in the library at the high school and in the office. Then I went back to school and got certified to teach, so I taught at Mitchell for probably 23 years. I was assistant principal for a couple years. I've worked at Bowman. I have been at Harris. I filled in for principal at Greenlee. So I have seen 90% of our schools and been in them and actually dealt with, saw what they needed and what they were trying to do with little that they had. So I think I would probably have a better view on some of what's coming from some of these schools than just somebody that's not spend any time in them at all. Thank you.
Okay, we're ready now for question number,
The first part of the question was, what's the most positive part about yourself? Most positive thing about me is that I'm a child of God. And that is the reason that I am running for this office. My wife can tell you for 6 months I about drove her crazy trying to get out of this. Not that I don't have a love for these children, but it's obedience to my Lord and Savior that I'm doing this. And if you know him, you know that there's nobody has any more knowledge than him. And he can give us, if we will look to him, the answer for everything. Do I always do that? No, I don't. But I will depend on him more if elected to this office than I have anything else basically in my life. Now, I have three co-workers up here in Ms. Burleson, Mr. English, and Ms. Pittman. And they were not, and I had privilege of working with them in my time in maintenance. They were not the highlight of my day. Not that we ever had any problems. The highlight of my day was the students. And having served in maintenance 16 years at the high school, I was in the halls during class change. And then my last 13 years, I was in all the other schools in the county and seeing the students then. That was the highlight of my day. But in the position that I was in, I saw more of the students than anybody else, basically, along with custodians and so forth, than what principals saw and what even teachers could see from time to time. I saw kids that were in the hall crying with different problems and issues. I think because that I saw that, and unlike Mr. English, I grew up in a home where there was no arguing whatsoever. I never heard my
Thank you, sir. Okay, now I'm ready. We'll do question number three, directed to Mr. English.
Critical race theory is an academic concept concerning how to teach children about the country's history and race relations. Are you in favor of or opposed to critical race theory in schools?
Well, this is something that came up, and I knew that I would get this question. But you got to remember something about history. Who wrote history? The winners. The winners wrote history. And the history is not always true. I think this is something that has to be looked at more. I don't think that, no, we just go in and start, 40-some states have either totally banned or partially banned any kind of, or with restrictions to critical race theory and even more. But is history all correct the way that we've taught it in the past? No, it's not. You know, and I think that's something that needs to be looked at in more depth before we get into it and try to make that decision here just on what we hear, because what we hear on social media and through the news right now can be pretty biased.
Thank you. Mr. Green.
I think Mr. English nailed that right on the head, but just to add to it, I agree what he said. I think it'll be looked into. I don't believe in going down here and tearing statues down. I wasn't taught like that. I was taught about history by the teachers. It's probably done gone, left this world. But no, it probably wasn't taught right the right way, but I don't think it's ever meant to be taught to go tear down statues and monuments and stuff like that. You know, I think that's all that's part of our history. And I think it ought to be looked at too. I think we ought, as a committee or something, publication, maybe how it's taught to children ought to be looked at and maybe directed to them a different way to let them understand it better.
Mr. Pittman.
I'll say, first of all, that I do not support critical race theory. We do need to teach history as history truly is. We need to see both sides of that. Critical race theory, what I've looked at, is written from a bias that I believe is swinging from to a side there that doesn't present the whole truth. We do need to present the whole truth. The only way we cannot repeat history is by understanding history and learning from history. I was taught by Ms. Heiss, Senator Heiss's mother, and very small class. And one of the great things that I enjoyed about her class, when I dreaded hearing of all the things that you would do when you got to Ms. Heiss's class your junior year, but it was one of my favorite classes because we debated, offered different viewpoints. That's what moves the world forward. When you understand and understand perspectives of others, and you find that true history and the true perspective of that individual. So we need to avoid those biases. Thank you.
Ms. Pittman?
Well, I agree with Brandon. I don't support critical race theory. I agree that our history books are probably not 100% correct. I think they're, like everything else, they were written by human beings, so there's probably some mistakes in them. But I also don't think we need to throw history to the what we have been taught forever, just throw it away and rewrite it. And make it please everybody that is sort of like the squeaky wheel getting the oil. We can't rewrite history just to please people. And I agree with you. If you don't understand it, you'll repeat it.
Mr. Bailey?
I agree with Mr. Pittman and Ms. Pittman. When it comes to people, as far as I see, there is no color. When it comes to our children, they all are children. It doesn't matter what last name they have. But the worst thing about making a mistake, and we've made mistakes in history, the worst part about making a mistake is not learning from that mistake. And if we do away with history, how are we going to learn from the mistakes that was made in the past?